الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على نبيه المصطفى وبعد. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم. وقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في مقام آخر: إذ قالت الملائكة يا مريم إن الله اصطفاك وطهرك واصطفاك على نساء العالمين. سبحانك وبحمدك لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. يقول الملائكة يا مريم إن الله اصطفاك وطهرك. We are aware by everything we see around us, whether that's the season, the deals, the week's building, the school themes, the trees everywhere. Wherever you go, you see lights, wherever you are. Around there, the themes are being recognized at a certain time of the year. Weeks are building for it, for Christmas. And you'll see everyone taking their annual leave, or it's becoming a national holiday. Celebration of Christmas. According to the Christian narrative regarding Isa, they celebrate in regards to Isa alayhi salam's birth. Now, it goes without saying that we do not celebrate Christmas. That's the very minute. We get that we do not commemorate. I'll mention that in details, but before that, so that neither is it factually correct that it's Isa alayhi salam's birth, one. And number two, it's not a valid practice for believers because it's a faith-based practice for another religion. I'll explain that in detail later. But number one, that since this is the season and it's what they are commemorating, meaning they're celebrating, the Christians are celebrating, although it's incorrectly, the birth of Isa alayhi salam, these discussions take place. That why aren't you saying Merry Christmas? Or, you know, why aren't you exchanging gifts? Why is it that we don't partake and it's become sort of a national holiday? And others partake also. So the question then comes. And because it's in relation to their Prophet, Isa alayhi salam, which is a prophet of our faith at the same time, our religion has significance around Isa alayhi salam also. And it's a shame that we don't know our own narrative. So I thought, why not today explain our own Islamic narrative about Isa alayhi salam to combat and challenge what the other narrative is out there about our beliefs. And specifically, this one hadith actually captures it. That inna awla an-nasi bi-Isa ibn Maryam fi ad-dunya wal-akhirah. Sorry, ana awla an-nasi bi-Isa ibn Maryam fi ad-dunya wal-akhirah. So as Shabbat have said, that I am the closest to Isa alayhi salam in this world and in the hereafter. والأنبياء إخوة لعلات أمهاتهم شتى ودينهم واحد وليس بيني وبين عيسى بن مريم النبي. That the prophets are brothers, are علاتي brothers. علاتي brothers means that those brothers that share the same father but different mothers. So he said, عيسى عليه السلام, all the prophets share, they are علاتي brothers, which means that they share the same fathers but different mothers. Meaning every faith, meaning every prophet that was sent with the same tawheed, was sent with the same aqidah, the beliefs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though their practices, the sharia, the laws may have differed. So, deenhum wahid. The religions were one, meaning what we believe in, but the how they practice, meaning their amal, salah, etc., their amal, the laws that they had, that those differed. And then Rasulullah then mentions, وَلَيْسَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنِ عِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمُ نَبِيٍّ. And there was no prophet between Isa alayhi salam and I. Meaning 500 years, 600 years passed, and there was no Nabi. So he's the closest to Isa alayhi salam. Again, I'm showing the significance. This is an authentic, it's in Bukhari, this narration. But it's showing the closeness of the believers to Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran more than 13 times. Different names. Isa, the breath from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Masih, different names, but he mentioned more than 13 times in the Quran. And he's from amongst those Rusul, those prophets who are known as Ulul Azm. So there are certain prophets who had to persevere more, they had to be more courageous, they had to display greater valor in their da'wah, because of what they were being opposed with. Isa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel that were refusing and they weren't acknowledging him. And Isa alayhi salam having to deal with those people. So there were five. Number one, Nuh alayhi salam. Number two, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Number three, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Rasulullah alayhi wasalam. These are the five prophets known as Ulul Azm, those that displayed greater valor, greater perseverance in their da'wah. And I'm going to mention a few descriptions of Isa alayhi salam. Why? Because Isa alayhi salam is going to return. Isa alayhi salam is going to return. And the fact that our tradition talks about him in this light and discusses him shows a little more significance that we don't have descriptions of other prophets in the same way we have of Isa alayhi salam. So it shows that there's a certain significance in our faith about him. And that's why they say that, you know, some of the Christians are taken back when we say also that Isa alayhi salam or Jesus is a prophet of our faith. And we'll mention certain examples when they went to Abyssinia, the people in Najran came, how there was that relative and there was a shared theme of Isa alayhi salam is honored in our faith. However, honoring him is in him being a slave of Allah and not him being a son of Allah. And we'll explain those points. So Isa alayhi salam, during the night ascension, Rasulullah met him. And he described him as one, he was of average height, meaning he was at a good height. He was neither too tall, neither too short. He was of a brown and reddish complexion. So he wasn't completely brown and he wasn't completely red. It was infused, so a certain complexion. And he said that there was like a certain radiance from his skin. And he said that he had an awe-striking appearance, meaning broad shoulders, wide chest. He had an appearance that would strike awe in a person. Well built. He's lengthened to the mid-back. I mean, his hair was also lengthened to mid-back. He was amongst the most handsome men that he had met. And he had a striking appearance, Isa alayhi salam. Again, as I mentioned, why I mentioned all of this? Is that Isa alayhi salam is going to return. I'm showing you the description we have of Isa alayhi salam in our tradition. And remember, our tradition, our ahadith, is far more rigorous than any other historical method out there. For historical method, our ahadith are far more rigorous than any other system out there to try and capture historical reports. But I'm showing that this is the tradition that we have about Isa alayhi salam, that we've got this description of him. But also, during the life of Rasulullah alayhi wasallam, a group, remember, Rasulullah's message is now spreading. It's spreading so people are hearing that there's a new prophet. And the Christians and the Jews were more familiar with the traditions than the Arabs were. They weren't very familiar with the traditions. So the group, a group of people from Najran came. Najran, close to Yemen, south. So they came from the south, close to Yemen. They came to Rasulullah ﷺ asking about Isa alayhi salam. And after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is then revealing verses about Isa alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَى آدَمَ وَنُوحًا وَآلَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ وَآلَ عِمْرَانَ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. That Allah selected Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, the family of Ibrahim, the family of Al Imran, I'll go through that, over the worlds, right? Now, Allah has mentioned Adam alayhi salam there, He's mentioned Nuh alayhi salam there, He's mentioned the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we can relate to that in certain ways where, you know, if your children are intermingling or they're in the company of people, or their families are trustworthy, you know, or they're practicing families, you know, I can leave my kids with them. It shows integrity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, Al Ibrahim, lineage. I'll talk about noble lineage, talking about in them, in the same context, showing that where Isa alayhi salam is coming from, is from that same lineage. And wa Al Imran, the family of Imran. Now, and it also came from the Bani Israel, but the lineage of Dawood alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam. Now, so Imran and Hannah, they wanted a child. Imran and Hannah wanted a child, and they eventually granted a child, and they made a promise, Rabbi Nadart, that we make a vow that we are going to give up this child. That this child is going to be used for the service of Masjid al-Aqsa. Now, it shows the significance of Masjid al-Aqsa because they were giving the child up for the service of Masjid al-Aqsa. Service of the masjid. So it shows the significance of the masjid at the same time. And then she gave birth to a boy, so the male would do the khidmah. But she gave birth to a child. And she said, وَضَعْتُهَا أُنْثَى. I have given birth to a child. وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ مَا وَضَعْتُ. Allah knew what she had given birth to. And Allah mentions, وَلَيْسَ ذَكَرُكَ الْأُنْثَى. A male is not like the female. What she can do, she can give birth, etc. What the khidmah that was going to be taken from Maryam was not going to be taken from another male. So Allah subhanahu granted her Maryam. Anyway, she was given. She came into the care of Zakariya alayhi salam. Zakariya alayhi salam takes her, and she was given a certain place, a mihrab, a place in Masjid al-Aqsa for her, for her to do her khidmah. Now he would walk in on her and he would find out of season fruits. And he's astonished by this. And this is a prophet who's astonished because it means that what's her status that she is gaining these out of season fruits. And then he would ask her, where is this from? قَالْ يَا مَغْرِمُ أَنَّ لَكِ هَذَا. Where does this come from? قَالَتْ هُوَ مِنْ عَنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is مِنْ عَنْدِ اللَّهِ. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Story continues. He recognized that there's something about her that this has happened. Now she was a very modest and a pure and a chaste woman that no non-mahram would interact with her. So when Jibreel came and he was giving the glad tidings of a child, her first words were, قَالْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَنِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّ. I seek protection in Allah if you are of a man of taqwa. Don't approach me. Meaning she's a mona chastity, giving the warning straight. Then Jibreel then responds by saying that I'm here to give you a glad tidings of a young child. She said, how is that possible? I'm not a woman that has committed any adultery. I've maintained my chastity. How is that going to be possible? She said, قَالَ كَذَلَكِ. This is easy for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She was then given that child. She was then given that child, and as she's given that, she's now pregnant. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it's approaching, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells her she has to now fast. And as in those sharia, in those days, the fast of the faiths were not just of not consuming food, but they were also of not being able to speak. There was a prohibition of speaking also. So they couldn't speak. So Maryam alayhi salam is leaving. She's going amongst the people. And they're looking at her saying, Ya Maryam, anna laki hadha. No. You've done an immoral act. You've done an immoral act. What have you done? يا أخت هارون ما كان أبوك امرأ سوء وما كانت أمك بغية. Neither was your father a bad man, and neither was your mother a woman that would commit immoral acts. So what have you done? Meaning, you don't come from this background. What have you done? She points, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She points to Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam is in the cradle. Of the few children that ever spoke in the cradle, Isa alayhi salam is one of them. She couldn't speak at this point. Isa alayhi salam then says, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. They said, how are we going to speak to a child? He said, إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ. The first words he says are, I am the servant of Allah. Now I need to remember, of how many centuries have passed, and how many things would we hear about Isa alayhi salam being the son of God? The first words of Isa alayhi salam were, Inni Abdullah, I am the servant of Allah. First words. Trying to emphasize that he is not the son of God. He is not. And in fact, Allah throughout the Quran mentions, لَقَدْ كَفْرَ لَنْ يَقَالُوا إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَالْمَسِيحُ ابْنُ مَرْيَمُ. Those people have disbelieved who have taken Masih, who have taken Isa alayhi salam, as the son of God. Now what I'm trying to transition onto is that this is a Christian practice. And there are certain things, if it's not a religious practice, it doesn't become problematic itself until there's intention. But if something is a religious practice, irrespective of intention, it's problematic to even give them greetings and celebrations on that. For example, Easter, Christmas, Halloween, any of these sorts of things. Because it's a faith-based practice, it's still in commemoration of Isa alayhi salam. It's still got religious connotations to it. Person might say, oh, it's moved to a more secular thing. It's got religious background to it. When it's got a religious background to it, it comes under the aspect of tashabbuh. Allah also mentions that, مَن تَشَبَّهَ بِقَوْمٍ فَهُوَ مِنْهُمْ. Whoever imitates a nation will be from amongst them. Meaning, will no longer be from amongst our ummah. Meaning, it's that a person is no longer maintaining his own identity, adopting a different. Now you might think to yourself that it's just glad tidings, just celebrate, it's just words. The problem is, it's a validation of the celebration by saying that. What you do is avoid that. You know, people give gifts and they say, can we give gifts? Give gifts throughout the year. Give gifts on Eid day. It's our celebration. قَدْ أَبْدَلَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمَا. That when Rasulullah came to Medina, he saw them celebrating Nehruz and Mahrajan. These are the Persian New Year festival and the Sassanid and Persian festivals, right? They were those celebrations that they were celebrating. And he said, قَدْ أَبْدَلَكُمُ اللَّهُ بِهِمَا خَيْرًا مِّنْهُمَا. Allah has replaced these 2 days with two better days, your 2 days of Eid. They've been meaning, no longer celebrate them, do not partake in them. They are their festivals. They are theirs. And they are there, and remember, this has got religious connotations behind it. If it didn't have religious connotations, it would be a different question. It would be based on intention. But when it's got religious connotations, irrespective of intention, it becomes problematic to even give the words of Merry Christmas. What you can do is, Happy Holidays and Happy New Year, because New Year's, it's a neutral thing. That's not a problem. But Christmas, because it's a religious practice, we cannot give glad tidings on there. So when people do that, say, no one's going to say to you, why did you not give me Merry Christmas for? Just say Happy Holidays, say Happy New Year or something like that. But avoid that because it's faith-based. As I mentioned, that it comes under the aspect of imitation of tashabbuh, and the person who imitates becomes a monk. I mean, it's a very problematic practice. If done even validating and even accepting and does it in commemoration, it can become kufr to the aspect of disbelief if it's done in certain problematic ways. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all true understanding and tawfiq.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين أوصيكم ونفسي أولا بتقوى الله عز وجل والتمسك بالسنة المطهرة عباد الله لقد أمر الله سبحانه وتعالى عباده بقوله فاعبد الله مخلصا له الدين ألا لله الدين الخالص اعلموا أن العقيدة الصحيحة هي أصل من أصول الدين الإسلامي وهي أساس الملة الحنيفة فإن الأعمال والأقوال لا تصح ولا تقبل إلا صدرت عن عقيدة صحيحة ونعلم أن ديننا مكمل لأن الله سبحانه وتعالى قال اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا ونرى أن في هذه اليوم أن في هذه الأيام التي يزعمون النصارى أن عيسى بن مريم هو ابن الله وهو ولد في هذه الأيام وليس هذا في ديننا. الله سبحانه وتعالى هو الله هو الخالق هو الخلاق العظيم فقط. الله سبحانه فتمسكوا بالعقائد ووحدوه ذلكم الله ربكم لا إله إلا هو خالق كل شيء فاعبدوه وهو على كل شيء وكيل. واعلموا أن الله هو الرزاق ذو القوة المتين فابتغوا من عند الله رزقا واعبدوه واشكروا له وإليه ترجعون. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله من أطاعهما فقد رشد واهتدى ومن يعصهما فقد ضل وغوى أما بعد فيا معشر المسلمين قال الله تبارك وتعالى مخبرا وآمرا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلماء أمته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ارحموا أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشهدهم في أمر الله عمر وأحياهم عثمان وأقضاهم علي رضي الله عنهم والسيئة نساء أهل الجنة فاطمة رضي الله عنها اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين لونهم رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر لنا ولإخواننا سبقونا بالإيمان اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمسلمات اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر إخوان المظلومين في كل مكان
اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة وفي سودان وفي كشمير وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم نصرا عزيزا وافتح لهم فتحا مبينا وافتح لهم فتحا قريبا. اللهم أطعم الجائعين وأمن الخائفين. اللهم داوي جريحهم وتقبل شهداءهم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأهم وأتم وأعظم وأكبر. والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Kindly straighten the rows. Ensure the row in front of you is complete before standing in the next row.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
Kindly straighten the rows. Stand shoulder to shoulder and show your heels on the first line. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. لقد كفر الذين قالوا إن الله هو المسيح ابن مريم، وقال المسيح يا بني إسرائيل اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم، إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواهم النار، وما للظالمين من أنصار. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، يا الله وحده لا شريك له، أعطينا معطينا حسن أن يفعل الجد من فجد. اللهم أنت ربنا لا إله إلا أنت خلقتنا ونحن عبادك ونحن على عهدك ووعدك ما استطعنا، نعوذ بك من شر ما صنعنا ونبوء لك بنعمتك علينا ونبوء بذنوبنا، فاغفر لنا فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لكلنا من الخاسرين. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار، توفنا مسلمين ولحقنا بالصالحين. ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وانصرنا على الشياطين وعلى الخبث والخبائث. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم استر عوراتنا وآمن روعاتنا. اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك أن نغتال من تحتنا. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها، دقها وجلها وأولها وآخرها وعلانيتها وسرها. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من جهد البلاء ودرك الشقاء وسوء القضاء وشماتة الأعداء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الهم والحزن والعجز والكسل والجبن والبخل وضلع الدين وقهر الرجال. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من عذاب القبر، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المسيح الدجال، ونعوذ بك من فتنة المحيا والممات، ونعوذ بك من المأثم والمغرم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان، عليك البلاغ، لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله.
Thank you.